The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hey, this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are
Stuff.
And we are so spontaneous here, as you all know. Yes, WTBR 89.7 FM every Thursday morning at 8:30. And we are recorded, so don't call and say, what the heck is happening there?
Because we'd like to tell you, but we don't have the time or the effort.
So today, before we start, well, not before we start, as we start, we have a quote of the day. I like this one. This is by A.A. Milne.
Okay.
And it says, rivers know this. There's no hurry. We shall get there someday.
That is a nice one. A.A. Milne was the one who wrote The Tree.
The Tree. You're right. Think about a river. Just meanders along, goes around all the obstacles, goes over the obstacles. If an obstacle is in the way, it'll find its way through. And just meander along again. Even when it freezes underneath, it's still meandering. Isn't that calming?
Ooh. I don't know what to say to that.
Isn't that very calming? Do you like
very
watching?
Poetic.
Do you like watching a river?
Of course.
Yeah. It's poetic. Makes me think of our Mary. Our Mary Hood. A river poem.
Come on, Mary, you can do it. I know
yeah,
you can.
Yeah. All right. So we also have an announcement. So if you're getting this announcement and it's past the date, forgive us, because we're pre-recorded. Sometimes the shows may not be in order, or it may be you're going to hear this in 2028. But it's worth repeating.
Yeah.
So the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Pasta Dinner fundraiser will be Friday, May 15th, 2026. 5:30 to 7 at Hillcrest Academy, 400 Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield, which happens to be the former St. Mark's School. The tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware. Guess where that is?
Elm Street?
Right. Ding, 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 ding,
Ooh.
Ding, ding. You can call there. Maybe talk to Steve, 413-442-8924. Or, and that is Marie, sorry, that's Marie Gormally's, or Gormally. That is her phone number.
Yes.
442-8924. And if you're wondering why I didn't do the 413, it's because it's wired into my head because years ago we never had to dial 413. So there you go.
Okay.
And now we do.
And now we do.
So the tickets you can get at the hardware store or you can call Marie at 413-442-8924. There are going to be Irish step dancers. That will be fun to see. And Unico is going to do all the cooking. And if you've ever had an event where Unico does the cooking, you'll know that it's definitely worth going. So join them for a great evening of fun, food, and merriment.
Merriment.
Merriment. So, my dear.
Yes, my love.
We're in here. Oh, we sound so... so emotional. What are you sharing with us today?
Well, after I get done with True or False,
Oh, you're sharing that.
Yes.
How many are true?
Let's see. Two are true, one is not.
Okay.
Jackrabbits get their name because their ears resemble donkey ears. Cost in parts and labor for an Academy Award Oscar is $300.
The actual award, the statue?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What do rabbits and horses have in common? They can't...
Blank?
No, let me try that again. What do horses and rabbits have in common? They can't blink.
Oh, is that the answer?
True
or is
or
that
false?
True or false?
True or false.
Oh, they can't blink. Okay. Oh, gosh, I should know that. I'm trying to picture looking at a horse's eye, which, by the way, are just beautiful. Not like a cow, though. A cow has really pretty eyes because they have long, flowing eyelashes.
They are long enough to give me a wig.
They can't hear you laugh. So I'm looking at her. She's cracking up. And then she's... Aren't they pretty, though?
They are.
Cow eyes? I almost said I wish I had cow eyes, but that's, you know, sometimes they say, watch what you pray for.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No. All right. One of those is false, and we will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. That's right. There's two halves. Yes. You're stuck with us for an hour. All right.
No, we're stuck with you for an hour.
We're happy. We're happy to be here. Hey, you know what? We're so glad that we get all these emails. Every time we get an email, Bev forwards it to me because it goes to Bev. And the email address is...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And some of the things you ask for are hilarious, which is why I picked some of these things that I'm doing today, because of your suggestions. So
see
thank
that?
You.
We for, do read them.
Yeah. Thank you for emailing us. What do you have today, my dear?
I have Uncle John's Ultimate Bathroom Reader.
Our favorite book.
By the Bathroom Readers Institute.
Great book. Great book. And they update it, I think, every year, don't they?
They are updated.
Yeah.
And you can go through these things about 1,000 times and still find something new.
Yeah, it's true. It's a great book.
These are called Alienisms.
Right up your alley.
From Woody Allen.
Oh.
Sex without love is an empty experience, but as an empty experience goes, it's one of the best.
I get that that would come from Woody Allen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am at two with nature.
I am at two?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Because we always say we're one with nature.
He's
saying he's sub, he is, I think, he's beneath the one, he's two with nature.
To you, I'm an atheist. To God, I'm the loyal opposition.
But I'm a loyal opposition. Really? I'm going to look that one up.
Okay. What did you have for us?
I have people use hilarious, unconventional items out of sheer necessity.
Oh, cool.
Laziness or absolute genius.
Okay.
I have done the laziness thing. I actually hung a Swiffer sweeper thing with the handle and the hole in the top of the handle. I didn't have anything to hang it on the hook with.
Yeah.
But there was a rubber band next to me. So I looped the rubber band in there and I hung it. The problem with the rubber band is once you unhook it from the hook, it sometimes will pop off of the handle.
Yeah.
But I learned the other day that another thing happens to rubber bands. They wear out and they break when they're hanging like that.
Yes, yes.
So that I thought was ingenious, but it didn't last. And it was lazy.
You only needed to put it up there that one time.
Yeah. But every time you take it off, and then when it just sits there, probably it was in the on the back door of the bathroom. So maybe the steam or, but that was pure laziness. It was not genius. It says you can find stuff in a junk drawer. You can say, oh, trust me, this will work. It's just this list of makeshift repair tools that was a request that we had. All right. Okay. So everyone knows duct tape, right?
Yes.
You've got to have a roll of duct tape in your house.
Or two.
And I know they come in different colors, but there's something about the silver one for me is just stickier. It's different than the colored ones. I don't know why.
You think so? Hmm.
I do. Maybe it's psychological. But it's the undisputed king of fixes.
Okay.
If it moves and it shouldn't, tape it. If it doesn't move and it should, tape it. And duct tape can be torn widthwise, and it can be torn lengthwise. You can tear duct tape in both directions. It sounds like I'm having a love affair with duct tape. Ooh, I love duct tape. Silver duct tape.
I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah.
Love it. Into the atmosphere somewhere.
Thanks, Tony. All right. She's got a book, and she, the book that obviously she told you about, and I'm looking at it, and she has all of these post-it notes.
And I can't find the one thing I want.
In it. And she's looking up a specific one. While she's looking it up, I'll zip on to zip ties. See what I did there? Uh-huh. The handyman's handcuffs, zip ties. I have seen on television, probably in a movie, where they've used zip ties for handcuffs. And I think they work pretty good. And they're easier to carry than the metal handcuffs. They're perfect for bundling cables, replacing broken shower curtain rings, holding an entire car bumper together. So if you've ever used a zip tie.
Those things are wonderful.
They're
love
amazing.
Those.
And I've learned that if I can't find one long enough, I just zip a whole bunch of them together.
Yep.
And get the length that I need. And then I cut off all the little tails. And I did try to zip tie my tomato plants, but I think the zip tie, because it's a hard plastic, is too firm. It cuts into the stalk.
Aww.
Of the tomato plant. And I learned that pretty quick. So I switched back to the old-fashioned rip-up sheets. Rip up an old pillowcase into strips. It's gentle, it's soft, it's cheap. Maybe you have an extra pillowcase that's been around for a long time and it's stained. That's gross.
Now, I know that you listen or have listened to Steve Wright.
Oh, yeah.
I have some that you may not have heard.
All right.
We'll see. You tell me if you've heard it or not.
Okay.
Right now, I'm having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. I think I've forgotten this before.
I've heard that one. It's still funny.
I put tape on the mirrors in my house so I don't accidentally walk into another dimension.
No, that I didn't hear.
You've heard that?
No.
No, okay.
I haven't heard that.
Well,
is
how
this
about
a test?
That?
Is this a test?
No. I just don't want to bore you with things that you've
heard.
Oh,
my gosh. Do you know that I can hear the same stuff over and over and still think it's hilarious? I can watch a movie 20 times and still watch it again. I'm like that.
I think you have. I think you've mentioned to us that you have.
Absolutely. If there's a good movie, because I like to watch the acting, I like to watch the details. I'm always very impressed by some movies.
Okay.
Dante's Inferno. I think that's the name of it. It's a movie.
It's a poem.
With Linda Hamilton. Dante's Peak? Oh, maybe it's Dante's Peak.
I didn't hear the peak part.
I didn't say it. I said Inferno, but I think it was called Dante's Peak. We stumbled on that last night. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen it. And it's about this cute little town. Maybe that's the town's name, Dante's Peak. And it's built at the base of a volcano. And it's an adorable little hometown, small town with a nice mayor, and everybody's happy and everybody lives wonderful. And it's Nirvana. And it's on the edge of your seat. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And then 5 minutes later, are you kidding me? And then 5 minutes later, oh, my gosh, I can't watch this. And then 10 minutes later, what? And then 10 minutes later, are you kidding? And it went all that way until the end.
All it was about a little town?
Uh-huh, but a volcano.
Okay.
So you can just imagine.
So it was suspense.
It was suspense.
It wasn't comedy.
No. No.
Okay.
And who's the really handsome guy that was in Mrs. Doubtfire? He played the boyfriend of the wife, the people who got divorced. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember
He's very nice to look at. And Linda Hamilton is very, very good actor.
Yes, she is.
And he is as well. And I forgot his name. But it's a good movie. It's a good movie if you want to be on the edge of your seat and think, are you kidding? Are you kidding? All the way to the end.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I don't know where we went. I don't know how we got there.
I don't either.
But what's the next one? Of your Stephen Wright that I might have heard or maybe not heard.
A friend of mine once sent me a postcard with a picture of the entire planet Earth taken from outer space. On the back, it said, wish you were here.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, good. I'm rolling. If you were going to...
Oh, I just got it. I just got it.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to think about that for a second.
This is one I like. If you were going to shoot a mime, would you use a silencer?
I've heard that. I'm sorry.
Is that the way... Never mind. It's okay if you've heard it.
Oh, okay.
This is going downhill.
Okay, we'll go to the next hilarious unconventional item.
Okay.
WD-40, everybody.
Yes.
So if you don't have a can of that, get a can of that. Make sure the can has a little straw taped to the outside. If it's not on there, don't buy the can. Get another one.
Right.
But don't lose the straw. If something is stuck, you spray it. If it's loose, you guessed it. More duct tape.
It also stops all kinds of weird noises.
Yes.
Squeaking.
Yes. Squeaky, stuck. Yes. I just don't like how it smells.
It is kind of...
chemically?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah. But darn, it works. Don't use too much.
No, and because you won't be able to breathe.
Right. And it'll drip. So you take that little straw and you stick it into the...
wherever it needs to go.
No, I'm on the opposite end. You stick it in the squirter, the hole of the squirter. And then it comes through that little tube. It's really... it's empowering in a way. And then you put the tip of that little straw in the little squeaky spot. You give a little toot, toot, toot. Voila.
That doesn't take very much.
No. Voila.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
I have the world's largest collection of seashells. I keep it on the beaches of the world. Perhaps you've seen it.
That's really clever. That's clever. You know what? I'm shaking my cord that has my earpieces in it, and I'm getting you in both ears. I think it's this.
Well, I turned on the mics from both sides of you.
They're on.
Yep.
and if I lay it down, if I hold this cord up here by my face, picture this, everybody. I can hear you in both my ears. If I drop it, I can't. So something is wrong. I'm going to have to get a new one, maybe. Anyway, everyday items turned.
So it's not the board.
It's not. It's my cord right here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there are everyday items that are lifesavers. Not like the candy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ramen noodles. This is still in the fix-it category.
Ramen noodles? Tell me.
You've probably seen the viral videos of people using crushed instant ramen noodles, super glue, and sandpaper to fix broken sinks, tables, and car bumpers.
Never have.
That's crazy to think.
What do they do now?
You crush the noodles.
Yeah.
And then you use super glue. So you must, I can't imagine you would mix it together in a bowl. I don't think that would work. I think that you'd probably fill the area with the ramen noodles and then squeeze the super glue onto the ramen noodles that are filling the area.
Okay.
And it's got to be something about the noodles. Maybe when they get wet, they expand a little bit. And then you've got the super glue as well. And but it says here, I'm just saying what I found.
Right.
You can fix a broken sink, a broken table, and they've even used it to fix a car bumper. That's a lot of glue. That's a lot of glue.
That just really, I'm trying desperately to figure out what that looks like.
Probably need to look at a video.
Yeah.
Which is probably online. Speaking of videos.
Yeah.
Did you see the Kentucky Derby?
No.
So the Kentucky Derby was yesterday.
Okay.
I think. Or maybe the day before. Anyway. Yeah, it was yesterday. It was Sunday. So everybody, we're in May and it was Sunday. The race was amazing. It's the first female that's ever won the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
The trainer. And she was at the very end of the pack. And so was her brother on another horse. And toward the end of the race, they tore through to the beginning of the... She won. It was amazing. All of a sudden, she just bolted.
She beat her brother.
Her brother came in second. The two of them bolted and went right to the front. It was cool. Remember the movie Seabiscuit?
No.
It was Seabiscuit was a racehorse. And I think, I don't know if it was Seabiscuit.
I remember there was a movie, but I never saw it.
Yeah. I think there was another Kentucky Derby where somebody pulled up forward from behind and won. And I remember my dad and I were watching it together and we were going crazy. And I'm not even into like
horse racing
or anything, but we went crazy. But if anybody would like to see what I just described, you can go on YouTube, find a video of it. One of the funniest things I saw was after the horse won, the owner of the horse was going crazy. She was hugging everybody, and she went over and hugged somebody that was holding her toddler, and they're hugging, and the toddler is horizontal, like perpendicular to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, parallel to the ground. So this woman's hugging this other woman, and this baby's falling out of this woman's arm. He's hanging out, but he's fine. He's just looking around. And I think that's probably going to go viral because it was really funny. It's like, forget about the baby. The horse won. We have to celebrate. And this baby's just hanging. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. All righty. On we go.
Okay. I was cesarean born. You really can't tell, although whenever I leave a house, I go out through a window.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kind of sorry I read that.
Why? Why?
That's just so blah.
Not when he says it, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Because he's really serious. And
yes.
I locked my keys in the car the other day, but it was all right. I was still inside. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I had amnesia once or twice. That's new, huh?
I think that's new.
Okay.
I haven't heard that one.
All right.
Okay.
I'm writing a book. I've got the page numbers done, so now I just have to fill it up.
I love that. I've heard that. I think that's so cute.
It is.
Yeah. I wrote a book. I'm halfway through.
Oh, I've got to read this one. If toast always lands butter side down and cats always land on their feet, what happens if you strap toast on the back of a cat and drop it?
I've heard that one. Actually, Miss Crumple used that one. Miss Crumple used some of those jokes.
Yeah,
she stole them. She stole them, I have to just say. Put it out there. They're good one-liners.
Yeah.
Ballpoint pen springs, the little spring inside.
Oh, I want to use them. You can put them on your things you plug in, your cords.
Your charger.
Yeah.
So it doesn't break at the end.
Yeah.
Yes. I've seen. Maybe that's what this says. The universal fix for a broken household appliance. If a toaster, a vacuum cleaner, or a gaming controller button loses its click, cannibalizing a pen spring usually does the trick. And I didn't write that poem.
Okay.
I didn't write that poem. So I don't know how you do it, though.
They didn't tell you?
No. You probably have to look it up. You have to say, oh, wait a second, my toaster. So I wonder, you'd have to open it.
What part of the toaster does it go into?
You probably have to open the bottom and go and look and see. Oh, that's clever, though. Almost makes me wish my toaster was broken so that I could. But you're right. You can slide it onto your charger and put it. Now, when you do that, do you have to glue it or anything? Or do you just shove it on and it's tight and it stays there?
I would think you'd have to glue.
Maybe.
Because it's spring can sprong.
What?
Huh? Spring will sprong.
Spring will sprong? Uh-huh. Okay. I like the sound effects. Chewing gum.
What about chewing gum?
Don't spit your gum out and throw it away.
Don't swallow it.
No. Oh. Didn't you get told many things when you were a child about
yes.
swallowing gum?
Yes.
Yeah. It was terrifying. Or a watermelon.
It'll stay there for 15
oh,
years.
Yeah. Watermelon seed.
You'll grow a watermelon.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes,
yes. Chewing gum, the ultimate classic cartoon movie trope. What's a movie trope?
What's a trope? I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Surprisingly used in real life to temporarily seal radiator leaks or plug holes on small plastic items. Because it will dry.
A spring?
No, the gum.
Oh, the gum, the gum, the gum, the gum.
The gum.
The gum, the gum. Yum, yum.
You know what else you can do?
What?
You can chew it and chew it, and if you've lost it back to your earring, you take a little piece of the gum and shove it on the back to your earring so that you don't lose your earring until you get home. I mean, you don't do this permanently.
Oh, okay.
You can also,
okay.
For the earring thing, the eraser on a pencil.
Yes.
You can shove that on the back and then you won't lose your earring.
Yep. I've done that.
You can also squirt crazy glue back there.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
No. No. I like my ears.
Yes. I like mine too.
I like to reminisce with people I don't know. Granted, it takes longer. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I eat Swiss cheese, but I only nibble on it. I make the holes bigger.
Oh, gosh.
But that's not funny. All right, Stephen.
At least you're all right, Stephen. Hey, Stephen, if by any chance you're listening, wouldn't it be cool to have him be a guest?
Oh, my God, I'd never be able to handle it.
But the thing about him is it's better to see him in person, not in person, but, you know, well, in person or a video of him, because his face is just so unexpressive. He's just blah.
I have more.
He's blah. Of Stephen?
Yes.
You're trying to test me?
For my birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. I put them in the same room and let them fight it out. Last year, I went fishing with Salvador Dali. He was using a dotted line. He caught every other fish.
Oh, jeez. Do you like his art?
No.
It's weird.
Never got it.
Yeah.
Dripping watch.
The dripping watch. I went to the Salvador Dali Museum in Florida and luckily had a tour guide rather than going through on my own.
Yep.
And the tour guide knew everything about him. She was really good. And it was fascinating. He was really bonkers.
Quite the character, eh?
Yes, and he was very sexual.
Oh.
Yeah, she explained a lot of things about this paintings and why, and his relationship with his wife, and then his other relationships, and details about each painting that you don't know, and she says, see this is here because blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Really interesting. It's interesting to go even if you don't like his art.
Yeah.
Garage Ingenuity.
Okay.
And this is AKA Janky Car Repairs. I've never heard the word janky.
Spell that?
J-A-N-K-Y. Janky.
No, that's a new one.
Shoelaces. You can use shoelaces. This is having to do with your car. Used as a makeshift fan belt or to tie up a dragging exhaust pipe.
That I can see.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So if you're traveling, I think you should always wear sneakers because if you're on the road and this happens, you have shoelaces.
You're all set.
Yeah. And a makeshift fan belt. So if your fan belt is worn and all of a sudden it breaks, you can use your shoelaces.
I can see that not working because is it strong enough?
I know. Well, buy sneakers with fat, thick shoelaces.
All righty.
Tony, thank you for sending this in to... Well, he didn't send this in. It was the idea. And we are going to take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And fun.
Yes.
And I say to myself every time, I'm not going to say that, but I better do.
Because it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's already been grooved in your brain. You have a groove. You have a little groove that...
You mean the rut?
Nope. Yes, sometimes a rut. Yes. So I just want to remind you about the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Pasta Dinner fundraiser May 15th, 2026, 5:30 to 7 at Hillcrest Academy, 400 Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield. The tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware Store on...
Elm Street.
Or by calling Marie Gormally at 413-442-8924 for reservations. Unico will be doing the cooking, and there will be Irish step dancers there. And I'm going to try to say what they their title, their
go
name.
Go ahead.
And Marie's probably going to laugh. Squoil Rince Brafen O'Rourke. Irish step dancers.
Well, that's about the best I've heard of it. I mean, come on.
I'm sorry if I destroyed that, but you can join them for fun, food, and merriment.
I don't see that as a vegetarian dinner.
Pasta.
What do you put with pasta?
Sauce.
Yeah.
With no meat in it.
No.
So you have salad. You have bread. You have...
I don't know.
I don't either, because they don't, I think they do other things too. And I think I mentioned before, they do peppers and onions and sausage. It's really good. I'm sorry.
Okay, she's dying now. Yeah, she wants it.
It's really, really good. Alrighty then.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll have a great turnout. And we're continuing, and we have our tour of Pulse.
Jackrabbits get their name because their ears resemble donkey's ears. Cost in parts and labor for an Academy Oscar award is $300. Rabbits and horses can't blink.
All right. For me, it's between two. All right. Wow, yeah. And those two are really... One is not standing out. So you want to know another genius repair?
Yes.
Use a potato.
For?
Any thoughts? None.
To hold a... I'm just bated breath here.
And this is interesting. The ultimate emergency fix... For a broken or a missing exhaust tailpipe.
A potato?
Yeah. The ultimate emergency fix for a broken or a missing exhaust tailpipe. I don't get
that. That's all it says?
Yeah, a potato.
You're going to plug it up, are you?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I know that wouldn't be a good idea. We need more research.
Yeah, you know what? If anybody researches this and you find out why you would use a potato for fixing an exhaust tailpipe, email us your answer.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
So you need to wear sneakers with laces when you're in your car and...
Have potato salad with you.
I didn't think of the potato salad. I love potato salad.
Yeah.
I do...
German.
But German has bacon in it.
Does it?
Yes, I think it does. I think it's got little pieces of bacon in it.
They must be awfully, awfully small.
Possibly, but I like the kind with the mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the potatoes need to be cooked all the way through.
Oh, please do, yeah.
Yes, they can't be firm. Mm-mm, not al dente. You can't have an al dente potato. You can't. Did I tell you about the play that I went to in Florida?
No.
We went to a play in Florida, and I'll try to make this really quick. Small theater, a stage where you only kind of step up one step. The stage was a kitchen.
Yes, you did.
On the air?
Yes.
Oh, it was great. So she made her own pasta.
Uh-huh.
We need to try to make pasta and see how we do. Maybe you should come over someday after we record, and we will make pasta. Or try.
I watched my mother try to make pasta one day. She got so upset because it took so much work.
This lady on the stage made pasta in 15 minutes while she was talking to us.
She already had the dough made.
No, she made the dough right there. She poured the flour on the counter. She made the hole. She put the eggs in the middle. She put a little bit of water. And then as she's talking to us, she begins to blend this all in very slowly and gently with a fork until she got it into dough. And then while she was talking to us, she made it into a ball. She kneaded it, and she wrapped it with a little plastic wrap, and she left it right there to rise. And then she put it through the little machine and made linguine.
See, that's where my mother messed up. She sliced every single one by hand.
Oh, my gosh. That's the real old-fashioned way without the machine.
And none of them were straight.
Is she Italian?
My mother?
Any Italian in her?
No, Irish and Polish.
Oh, okay. So she could make glumpkies.
She could make glumpkies.
Is it glumpkies or glumpkies?
Glumpy.
I love glumpkies. But if she made them, what did she put in them? Rice and hamburger?
No, cheese.
Inside the glumpky?
Yeah.
Cheese?
Cheese.
That's a pierogi.
Not really. You put cheese in everything.
So the glumpki is the one with the cabbage.
All right, wait a minute.
The pierogi is the one with the dough and the cheese.
That's right. That's
which are
right.
Really good, too, with butter.
I'm ashamed.
Oh, good with butter. And they make potato pierogi, where they have mashed potatoes inside with cheese. Of course. And butter. Mmm.
My aunt used to make the best pierogies in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you made them?
No.
Do you buy them frozen?
Yeah.
Do you
They're
put butter?
The same.
No. Yeah. Pierogies and glumpkies with the cabbage. And that was, my mother-in-law used to make them. She was Polish. Oh my gosh, they were so good. With the hamburger and the rice in the middle, and then she would bake them, and the cabbage would turn kind of brown a little bit.
Yep.
And then she would put tomato sauce right from a can. It has to be just plain old. You can't use real sauce. You can't. You have to get the can of tomato Hunt's tomato sauce.
Gotcha.
Pour that on the top. Bake that. It gets a little bit dark, and the tomato sauce does, and the flavor comes out.
She did that.
Didn't have breakfast.
Oh, let's see if I can find one that is really funny. It doesn't matter what temperature the room is, it's always room temperature.
True.
Yes. A lot of people are afraid of heights, not me. I'm afraid of widths. That's not so funny.
At least you're honest.
I just bought a microwave fireplace. You can spend an entire evening in front of it in only 8 minutes.
Okay. Do you think that he sits and writes these, or do you think these things just come to him during the day?
And I think they come to him and he
tell his phone or write them down or whatever.
Yeah. I bought some land. It was kind of cheap. It was on somebody else's property.
Okay. I don't get that one.
I bought some land. It was kind of cheap. It was on somebody else's property.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, I guess.
Explain it to me.
It's cheap because it's not his.
But he bought it.
Maybe he didn't tell the owner.
But anytime you buy property, it is somebody else's property, right?
Oh, well, true.
Oh, this just in. We haven't done a Kleenex report in a while.
Go ahead.
There's six. There's six boxes of Kleenex in here.
How many are open?
All of them. We did start, the very beginning of this, we started with 11. Or was it 9? I think in the beginning it was 11.
Any money on the deck?
There's no money here. And we found out why.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're not going to keep any more money.
So we don't keep any more money here because it gets taken care of. It gets put into what? A piggy bank?
Or lost and found box.
A jar? In case you don't know what we're talking about, we came in here one time and there was a nickel. And it stayed.
Right.
So we changed it. And we put a quarter, right?
Did you keep the nickel?
No, I don't think so. And we wanted to see how long the quarter would stay here, and then the quarter disappeared.
Fast.
Yes. But we found out that the powers that be that work here took the quarter, and they put it somewhere.
Put it out front somewhere.
Lost and found, like
yeah.
You said.
Yeah.
But you can't take it until you identify what it looks like.
Oh. Let's see. How'd this guy's face on it? Did he have a mustache? Let's see.
Yeah. Get 10 people in line. They're all identifying it correctly. How do you split up a quarter with 10 people? Bungee cords, my dear. Everybody should have bungee cords, not only because they're helpful, they're just cute. I just think they're cute, especially the little ones. A bungee cord can be used to hold a trunk closed if your latch is broken.
Sure.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Or to keep the hood down on an old beater car that you don't want to invest any money in.
You can use it to hang plants, too.
You can. There's so many things you can do with a bungee cord. And you know, if you use it to hang plants, they're pretty. You can get different colors.
Yeah.
And different lengths if you want to hang several plants and you want them all kind of scattered.
Anything that you want to hang is a bungee cord.
Bungee cord. There's so many uses for bungee cords. So let's just review. You must have a bungee cord, a potato, shoelaces, some chewing gum. You need to keep your ballpoint pen springs. You need to go buy yourself a bag of ramen noodles and get some crazy glue. You need some WD-40 with the straw.
Straw.
You need zip ties, and you need a roll of duct tape. That's your...
Silver.
Silver. That's your fix-it toolbox.
Love
that.
The guy who lives across the street from me has a circular driveway, and he can't get out. Just see that.
That's good. I like that. I like that one.
Oh, God. There are 1,000 different chemicals in a cup of coffee, and that was not him. That was just at the bottom of the page.
There's 1,000 different chemicals in a cup of coffee? What are they?
Like, I've got time to do 1,000 chemicals.
1,000 chemicals in a cup of coffee?
He's not saying whether it's instant coffee or what.
Oh, my gosh. So, decaf coffee, and you all probably know this, has caffeine in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you're really sensitive to caffeine and you switch to decaf, and you're still having the problem, like headaches or whatever... or jitters, or you probably shouldn't drink coffee at all.
Or tea.
or tea. So what's the alternative?
Milk.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
What do you have with a cookie? Milk. But then I think you switch to hot chocolate, but doesn't chocolate have caffeine in it too?
I don't know about that.
I don't either, but it's really hard. Because I'm trying not to drink coffee. It's really hard.
To get a headache when you can't drink coffee?
In the morning.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and when I stopped drinking coffee, I didn't have the headache. But then I started with the decaf, and the headache came back. And I must be, like, really sensitive, because I actually asked my doctor. You know, people had drink coffee all day. He said, but what will happen if they stop?
Right. If you stop drinking coffee, you'll get a headache.
Yes.
And to cure the headache, you drink a cup of coffee.
Yes. Or you take the migraine. If you have a migraine or you think it's a migraine or it's just, you take the migraine, Tylenol migraine, which is aspirin, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol.
Okay.
And caffeine. And there's enough caffeine in there. I think it said like a cup and a half of coffee.
So if you take a cup and a half.
So if you take the pill, you're still getting the caffeine. So I guess you just have a cup of coffee.
Jeez, make it easy on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just wait, because the headaches will stop eventually.
Right, but boy, sometimes they go on all day. But I know what you mean. After several days or a week or whatever, I think I told you that my doctor told me to drink 4 ounces, no more, of caffeinated coffee at night before you go to bed, and you won't wake up with a headache. And I can tell you that works.
Really?
Yes. You can't do it every night because it begins to not be effective, so you kind of have to scatter it.
Huh.
But it's the weirdest thing. And she even said, I don't, this is not like scientific. It's just a girl in her office did it. She heard it somewhere and it worked for her. And I can tell you, it worked for me. It's crazy. And I didn't have any trouble sleeping.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
I have some oops.
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 Okay.
Matt Brooks of Cheshire, England, a furniceman, thought he was 63 years old in 1981. When he applied for early retirement, he learned that he was really 79 and should have retired 14 years ago.
What year was that happened?
1981.
What? What? So an error on the birth certificate?
Either that or he just didn't pay attention.
Or he has a little dementia.
He thought he was 63 when he was actually 79.
Yeah, that's not a mistake on, like, missing up your birthdays every year, not losing count, you know, losing count. That's a long span of time. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even care about my retirement. I would worry about my mind. I would go crazy if I knew I was making that mistake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was funny.
It is funny. I think you probably would want to very quickly make some arrangements. You don't have your will. Hurry. Quick techs. Quick tech fixes. Technology. Quick technology fixes. So it says here, a Nerf dart. So you know you have the dart game, and it's a Nerf dart. You can use it as an on-the-go cable organizer.
Cable?
Mm-hmm. Stick the dart to a desk, so it's got the suction thing, I think.
Yeah.
Thread the charger cord through the dart, and it stops cables from slipping off the table. I'm trying to picture this. I can't picture this.
Through a dart?
So the Nerf dart is probably hollow in the middle and long, like a tube.
Okay.
It's probably spongy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I just can't picture it. But anything to organize your cables is really good because, boy, cables can get out of control.
They can, yes.
You ever look in the back of your computer, in your printer, in your screen?
All I have to do is look at the floor and all of those little, what do you call them?
Power strips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She just went cross-eyed. I lost her for a second.
Let me write sign. I speak good English. This is about foreign countries who are in English. Any combination of words is possible, like at a Tokyo bar, special cocktails for the ladies with nuts. At a Budapest zoo, please do not feed the animals. If you have any suitable food, give it to the guard on duty. At a Budapest hotel, all rooms not denounced by 12 o'clock will be paid for twicely.
So these are all translations. Yes?
Yeah. In a Hong Kong supermarket, for your convenience, we recommend courteous, efficient self-service. We got to stop.
I like those. I think those are great. Oh, we took our break late, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. All right. So we are going to find out which one of these is false.
Jackrabbits getting their names because their ears resemble donkey ears. Cost in parts for the labor of an Academy Award Oscar is $300. And what do rabbits and horses have in common in that they can't blink?
I'm really torn. I'm trying to picture a horse's eyes, and I can't figure that one out. But I think the Oscar, because it's such a big deal, that Oscar has to be more than $300. So I'm going to say that one's false.
Nope.
It's the horse.
It's the horse.
Ah, they can blink.
I don't know about rabbits, though, but the true part is they can't vomit.
Horses can't vomit?
Nope.
And bunnies can't vomit?
Nope.
Well, that's a nice quality to have.
I would like that.
I would like that, too. Not that I do that often, but when it happens, it's not pleasant, as we know.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.